LeBron James was suspended. Anthony Davis was sick as the Lake Show fell into a 25-point hole at MSG. LA turned it around, but it wasn't enough, y'all. Evan Fournier scoring 26 points, adding 12 of his 14 in the fourth for 106-110 victory Tuesday night. Julius Randle also put in work. Russell Westbrook's first half performance of just 6 points and 20% shooting from the floor didn't help the cause. But in the second half, Russ put up 25 on nearly 70% shooting. It's cut his turnovers from 5 to 1. AD, how does Russ turn it around like that?
He just clicks. I don't know if he see a matchup he likes or someone that's talking to him on other team or a fan. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, we just need that entire game, you know, because it helps us. You know, when he's able to attack the basket like he's doing, you know, he's aggressive on the shots. It opens the floor up.
Good morning, everybody. Real quick, I just want to say this, remind everyone, Stephen A. and I will be here tomorrow on Thanksgiving and the day after, so make sure to check us out. All right, Marcus, Kendrick Perkins, good to see you, fellas. Stephen A., I'll start with you. Are the Lakers too reliant on LeBron James?
Hell yes. Isn't that obvious? And I got to tell you something right now. I mean, I'm just looking at it. Listen, Kendrick Perkins, listen, man. First of all, it's good to see you. Happy holidays, big bro. Don't eat too much tomorrow. Don't eat too much. Okay. But here's the deal, man. I mean, look, y'all.
What is wrong with you?
Look, I'm just saying, I'm looking out for my brothers.
The one day you eat whatever you want. You don't care.
Molly, do you see how big those two brothers are? And that's just on a split screen. Do you see how big those brothers are?
It's two people. Molly.
Yeah.
Molly. It's two people on this damn show right now that play pro sports, and he always talking that foolishness when he come on here. It's only two of us that made it to the pros.
Someday he'll learn.
That is absolutely true. Why are you being offended? I'm showing love and looking out for you. I don't want you to catch a heart attack on Friday.
Because Stephen A., listen. It's okay for us to talk about our weight, and yes, I am going to eat a lot. I'm going to have my wife sweet potato pies, and I'm have Patti LaBelle sweet potato pies. I'm going to do that, but we can't take insults from smaller people. It just don't sit well with us.
It don't equate.
When you have friends like Stephen A., you don't need enemies.
All right, let me move on and get back to sports by simply dropping this one liner. I was just looking out because I have every intention of eating myself, okay? Now, let me get back to the basketball game.
Please.
They're depending on LeBron too much. This team is 9-10. They've lost, 5 of their last 6 games, okay? Like 6 of their last 8 games. If this continues for another week or so, Frank Vogel going to be in trouble. Let me state that for the record on national television. Frank Vogel going to find himself in a world of trouble as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I understand LeBron has been out, but just the way that they've looked, defense is your signature. KP, you know this. It's his signature. That's what Frank Vogel made his bones in this business. They're the 28th ranked defense in the National Basketball Association. What the hell is going on with the Lakers? Now, New York stood up like I said they would. Keyshawn, they sat up there and knocked off the Lakers like I said they would. Keyshawn, all right? But I expected them to win. I didn't expect the Knicks to be up 25 points in the second quarter. I didn't expect them to start off the game scoring the first 10 points at Madison Square Garden. I mean, my God, where the hell are the Lakers? I mean, listen, Anthony Davis is a star. Russell Westbrook is a star. As far as I'm concerned, they're two future Hall of Famers, two top 75 players in the world. We get all of that. Where the hell are you for 60 minutes? I mean, with LeBron out, you got to know it's on you to step up and to show up at the Garden, albeit in the first half. You ultimately came back in the second half and made a game of it. You tied it up, actually. The bottom line is you're seeing stuff from the Lakers that are simply inexcusable. And the Lakers franchise that I know, the Lakers franchise that we've all known, that's got 17 championships on its resume, they are not going to stand pat with these three play with two of those three players, and you playing like this. Frank Vogel, I'm telling y'all right now, Frank Vogel better get it together, because knowing the Lakers the way that I do, it would not surprise me at all if Laker Nation raise up, you out there, KP, and they make too much noise and they make a change based on what we're seeing. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Mm.
Well, here it is, Stephen A. And Swaggoo. Look, I believe that the Lakers need to lean on LeBron James even more. I think that's the problem with the Lakers. You know, like those old people used to tell us, well, Stephen A., you're old, so you're probably one of those ones that's telling us that the Lakers have too many Chiefs and not enough Indians. See, when you're trying to win for, when you're trying to compete for a championship, everybody can't have, everybody can't be a playmaker. Everybody can't have the ball in their hands to make plays or try to create their own shot. And when you watch the Lakers, they play too much my turn basketball. When you have Malik Monk dribbling the ball up, trying to create his own shot, a guy that's supposed to be a spot up shooter or a catch 1-2 dribble pull up shooter, you have a problem. I love Carmelo Anthony. I think he has been phenomenal for the Lakers, but he has to hold, he has to be accountable, because right now they're picking on him on the defensive end. I mean, teams are running pick and rolls to get Carmelo on the switch, and they are going to work on him. So when I look at the Lakers, this is why you don't take for granted a guy like Alex Caruso. This is why you don't take for granted a guy like Caldwell Pope. This is why you don't take for granted a guy like JaVale McGee. Because guys that come in and be stars in a role, that's what help you win championships. That's what help you get to the finals. Look at the Phoenix Suns. They have they two guys that they go to, a third option in DeAndre Ayton. You have Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And then they have a whole bunch of role players, young role players at that, that know their roles. Look, everyone cannot be a Chief. They need more Indians. If I'm the Lakers, I rely even more on LeBron James when he gets back, because he's their best decision maker. He's their best floor general.
Go ahead, Swaggo.
See, my issue with it is that this whole move and this whole offseason and bringing in Russ was supposed to create two fives that could go. And Perk, I hear what you're saying about LeBron, but the whole gist, the whole idea of bringing in Russell Westbrook, bringing in Carmelo Anthony, was to be able to spell LeBron James. This is what we talked about before the season even started. When they get to a certain point during the season, they need to be clicking, and all of these moves were made in order for the playoff run. But when you're looking at this team right now, and Perk, I like what you're saying, nothing is defined. We all know Russell Westbrook can get a triple-double every night he play basketball. Yeah. But where is the team scheme to the Los Angeles Lakers without LeBron James? Because the plan was to be able to play at a very high level without LeBron having to expel minutes, put a lot of strain on his body. He dealt with injuries. All of these things, to me, is what's so confusing. To your point, Stephen A., with Vogel, the reason why I'm frustrated with what's happening in L.A. is what I said previously. You're supposed to figure this out, dude. This is what I heard Legs talk about it. I heard KP talk about it. I heard Big Perk talk about it. I heard you talk about it, Stephen A. Everybody's question was, how is this going to work? How is Russell Westbrook and LeBron James going to be on the floor at the same time and both of those guys be able to impact the game? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been listening to y'all. Y'all the basketball aficionados. I thought and was under the impression as a guy that loves the game and watch it a lot that the Russell Westbrook coming to L.A. was supposed to take pressure off of LeBron James to make a deep playoff run. And now, go ahead.
I have an answer. We're going to go back to what KB said about LeBron. But LeBron is responsible for this. And KP knows this to be true about what's about to come out of my mouth. You could have kept Alex Caruso. You could have kept the pieces in place with the squad that you had because you and Anthony Davis weren't healthy last year, but you came back healthy this year. You and I both know, KP, that Russell Westbrook ain't there if LeBron don't want that to happen. LeBron want that to happen. Now Russell Westbrook pushed it. He wanted desperately to depart from Washington, just like he wanted out of Houston. He wanted out of Washington, and he wanted to come back home, and rightfully so. You go out in L.A., Russell Westbrook's doing big things on the business side, by the way. I mean, the guy got a car dealership just running off. I mean, mile off for crying out loud. This brother's making money off the court. Russell Westbrook, he's a true role model in that regard. He's doing some big things. But he wanted to be in L.A., And LeBron obviously was somebody who was supportive of that happening. Anthony Davis already basically co-signed it, but LeBron is the one that made that happen. Vogel didn't have much say in that regard. Vogel didn't have much say. That's about Jeannie Buss, and that's about Rob Pelinka, and that's about LeBron James. And so when we look at the trouble that you just pointed to, Swaggoo, we got to ultimately come back to LeBron, because this is what you wanted at the expense of an Alex Caruso, who we saw you hugging, and you Instagrammed and tweeted, my brother forever. And I'm not saying that LeBron was inauthentic in any way, but the bottom line is the Lakers have that money to offer Caruso if Russell Westbrook's not there. Russell Westbrook's there, so you didn't have that money. And that's why you made the decision that you made.
Well, it's two things that I want to talk about. One, I want to sit up here and say that Stephen A., last year, you took a lot of criticism, and a lot of criticism from me. I came on here arguing with you about, we debated about Russell Westbrook last year when he had that monster triple-double, and you said that you wasn't impressed. And you said that it wasn't because of the numbers. You know that he could do that. Like, right now, I'm seeing what you are talking about. It's not about the triple-doubles no more. Now you're in L.A.
It's different.
Can you turn the damn corner and win basketball games? Can you cut down on the turnovers, Russ, and win basketball games? Can you go out there and lead a team, be the ultimate floor general, and win basketball games? I think when you look at Russ and you look at CP3, that's the difference between the two. CP3, he goes out there and he wins basketball games.
Yeah.
Two. Real quick, let me say this, Molly.
Okay, yep.
Let me say this. You know what's the other problem going on in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are not locked the hell in. It's too many damn commercials. It's too many damn commercials. Everybody got something to do except doing what they need to do between the lines. That could wait till after the season.
Yeah.
You're going to have all the commercials. You're going to have all the movies. You're going to have all the documentaries waiting on you after the parade. Wait and sacrifice.
Yeah, by the way.
Absolutely. Perk with the call to action. Hold more on that in just a minute. Lakers below 500 and ninth in the West.
Only last important comment is this. Yeah. They said that I was old. That's kind of true, Perk, but damn, I do look good at being 54 years old. And I want you to know. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is right.
I believe you two are going to look just as good when you get my age.
Himself.
That's true.
Just want to say that.
You still fly old school. Yeah. You still fly. Yeah. Still
AJ, nothing but a number.
Yep.
All right, Perk, we'll talk to you in a minute. Guys, let's go to football. The Packers have a major NFC matchup on Sunday when Green Bay hosts the LA Rams. Unfortunately, Rodgers is still not at full strength, battling that toe injury that forced him to leave Sunday's game at one point. Rodgers, when will you be 100%?
This is something that's not going to go away. I don't think it's going to be something I'll deal with. I'm not sure what the bye week's going to look like. There's a lot of options on the table. One option that's not on the table is sitting out. So I'm going to push through this. I believe that I mentioned that it was more painful than turf toe. And I had turf toe years ago. And the problem with turf toe is that, you know, it's that joint in your big toe, and it is very painful. So naturally, I'm leading people to understand that if it's worse than turf toe, there must be some sort of bone issue.
Okay. Rodgers hopes to play through the pain and get healthy after the bye. Marcus, are you concerned about this injury?
Yes, I am, because Aaron Rodgers is obviously the most important part to the Green Bay Packers. But from a football context, when you get to the point of playing these top other teams in the NFC and you're trying to make a Super Bowl run, people forget this, okay? And Stephen A. knows this. Aaron Rodgers' mobility can kill you on the football field. He extends plays as well as any other quarterback in the NFL. That is what he does. But he extends to throw, but he absolutely is an athletic quarterback that at times uses his legs to continue possessions and drives going. And not to mention, they just lost Elgton Jenkins, one of their best offensive linemen. They plan on getting Bakhtiari back, but you could see an increased amount of pressure on Aaron Rodgers as well. So I'm thinking about all of these things in a line, and you think about 12 being injured. This is an injury, by the way. He's playing through an injury. He's not playing through pain. He's not playing through something that hurts a little bit. It's an injury he's dealing with. So projection-wise, because we're talking about Green Bay in the context of going to the Super Bowl. We're not talking about Green Bay in winning games or having a successful season. And when you think about Aaron Rodgers, when you think about Aaron Jones being out, everything aligning, this team is battling attrition right now from an injury standpoint. But the most catastrophic one is if Aaron Rodgers can't be full Aaron Rodgers with the things that he may lack going down the stretch. So here's the thing for me. Aaron Rodgers can play through this. We've obviously saw him play through it. I don't know if the injury progressively gets worse while he's playing, while he's going down the stretch. But the thing that makes me worry, Molly and SA, is if Aaron Rodgers gets to these games and he has to be mobile because of pressure and he's not able to do it and make those throws that we're so accustomed to, extend those third down drives, make the run. Stephen A., we was on this show last year, remember? And we were talking about the playoff game. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers should have took off. That was the whole conversation. Yep. Aaron Rodgers should have ran that ball to the end zone.
Third down, sorry, yeah.
These are the type of things that happen when you're trying to win a championship. So I'm a bit nervous about it because if he's hampered physically, that takes away a huge element of who he is as a quarterback.
Hell with that. Call me when it actually happens. As far as I'm concerned, as long as I see him behind center flinging that football, I ain't worried about his damn toe. I'll be damned. If I'm going to sit here on national television and a superstar quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who is a bad man, make no mistake about it, despite the fact they got on my damn nerves for lying or being deliberately deceitful about it, all of this stuff with being vaccinated or immunized and stuff like that, he's still a bad brother. I still love him. And here's the bottom line. I'll be damned. If I'm going to sit on national television and say, I'm concerned about his toe.
You're please. Offended not for Aaron Rodgers.
I understand. Listen. I've had toe injuries. I know you've had toe injuries.
Listen.
I've had toe injuries. I know you've had toe injuries. I understand
that. We're not talking about a hangnail. Pedicure.
No.
We're talking about a toe injury.
No. I'm saying if you play sports, you know, at some point in time, you incur a toe injury. Yeah. Trust me on that. The point that I'm trying to make to you is it hurts like hell. You know what? Get over it. You're a basketball player. I feel you on that. A football player on grass, and your primary responsibility is to backpedal and fling that football. I'm not dismissing anything that Swaggoo is saying because he knows. He played the game. I get it. I understand it. But you look at it from just a technical, literal perspective. You're not running up and down 94 feet on a hardwood floor. You're not sitting there going back and forth as a tennis player, okay? You're not doing something like that. Hell, you ain't even on skates, all right? You are backpedaling in the pocket on grass, and your primary responsibility is to fling that football. In no way am I saying that the injury is fake. In no way I'm saying that's not something that could have you injured and a bit hobbled. I'm saying in the end, if you are Aaron Rodgers and you can throw the football, I'm good. And I got the Rams this week, and then I got a bye week. So I got the Rams this week, and then I got a bye week. And where's the Rams game? Oh, that's in L.A. Sunshine, because it's hard in cold weather. We all know how cold weather can affect every part of your body. It ain't going to be a Lambeau
Field. Man,
he going to be in SoFi. Put on some thermal socks. Wrap that bad boy around even more. You understand what I'm saying? Put on two damn pairs for all I care. And put one of them extra cushions near the toe that hurts. All right? And by the way, when you're backpedaling, all right, just find a way to work around it. But I'll be damned if I'm going to worry about Aaron Rodgers' toe. You give me finger, thumb, shoulder, elbow, something like, yeah, his toe, please. I don't want to hear that. Handle it. I ain't saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying handle it. I ain't worried about it. Handle it. Figure it out. His toe. please, please. If I sat up there, Marcus, and I told you, Marcus, if I sat up there and I said to you, yo, man, I injured my wrist or I injured my knee, right, so I can't show up the first take, you know what you'd say? What the hell I got to do with your mouth? You can talk, can't you? Get your behind on the show.
Right, Marcus, that's what you get the last word.
No.
Marcus, you get the last word with all this foolishness that's happening right now.
That's what he'd say.
You know what? This is spoken like a true blinded fan of a person, okay? Molly, why wouldn't your boy, Stephen A., mention the fact that he got 300-pound linemen coming after him every time he dropped back? If it was just as simple as I'm going to drop back and fling the football, he'd never be injured. He'd never have a problem. If it was as simple as that, the problem is, and matter of fact, let me say this. You mentioned who they about to play. Do you know Von Miller over there and Aaron Donald
and
over
Aaron
there and Leonard Floyd over there?
Yes.
You think he's just going to be able to drop back and fling the football without having to move around at all?
No. What I'm saying, Marcus Spears, is this. When he goes down, because they will put him down, I don't think they're going to target his toe.
Okay, all right.
They're going to target. No, I'm not worried about
it. Ignore him.
I'm not worried about toe.
According to our analytics, Arizona has the best chance to win the NFC.
Did he have a toe injury when he threw the touchdown pass to Scantling?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Did he have a touchdown? Did he have a toe injury?
No one can hear you. Your mic's cut.
Okay.
Yesterday, we said change is coming for the New York Football Giants, and the first domino fell, firing offensive coordinator Jason Garrett after he worked less than 2 years on the job. The move comes as a result of continuing offensive struggles for the Giants. They're 3-7 following their 30-10 loss to Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football. Joe Judge had this to say about the decision to move on from Garrett. Ultimately, I make every decision based on what's best for the team long term. I feel we have to be more productive as an offense. Yeah, obviously. Generally speaking, the offense's job is to score points. I don't believe we're scoring enough points. Marcus, are the New York Giants... Yeah, right. Are the New York Giants a destination franchise?
Yes. Yes, they are. Listen, don't let what's been happening to the Giants fool you into believing that that's not a great place to play. I have one of my best friends who I played college football with, Corey Webster, was a star cornerback for the New York Giants when they were making their run. He's still eating off winning a Super Bowl in New York. Do we not see what Michael Strahan is doing after his career? You don't think that the New York Giants have anything to do with that? You don't see Eli on this screen. We talking about Eli going to the Hall of Fame. Eli had a tremendous amount of success. Odell Beckham Jr. still is the man with the catch, because it was in New York and it became larger than life. Yes, it's a destination place. Now, when we get into the front office and ownership, obviously that's people's mind and they got to make decisions based on what's best. But from what I've seen in New York, if you get Gettleman out of there, obviously you get rid of Jason Garrett. If a quarterback comes to the New York Giants and has success and takes this team to the playoffs and puts them in position to try to make a run at winning a Super Bowl, you kidding me? Do you know what type of lore hangs with being a New York Giant and winning football games? Stephen A., if you don't believe this, I am terribly disappointed in what you're about to say if you don't understand what I'm talking about. You love to kill the Dallas Cowboys. You love to talk about the Cowboy fans. The New York Giants fans are just as passionate. They are just as ride or die for you if you ball out. They'll forgive you for making mistakes if you have success more than failure. They'll show up at that stadium in -3 degrees. They'll be excited for you when you make a playoff run. I was playing in the league when the New York, when the New York Giants won Super Bowls, I was playing in the league. They beat us to get there at some points of the season. There is no place like it when you're making a run. It's New York. It is New York City. Could you imagine Russell Wilson going to a championship with the New York Giants? Could you imagine getting one of these big free agent quarterbacks that come to New York and put them back on the map and they have success? Hell yeah, it's a destination place, because your money don't run out when you retire.
That's funny. Now, that's hilarious. This brother, you just showed your complete amateur status. You shouldn't even be allowed to talk about the New York Giants anymore for that last statement right there. When you just sat up there and said, when you just sat up there and said, your money don't run out of New York. Clear, you don't live in New York. Clear, you don't visit New York too often. Because let me tell you,
hey, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
With these taxes, I'm here to tell you something right now.
Stephen
People
A?
Leaving New York for taxes.
Stephen
right,
A, you get
you know.
Paid more in New York, too. Don't leave that detail out. People also make more money.
Excuse me.
Molly. Molly.
You should know about making more money.
Y'all going to talk to me or y'all going to let me talk? Y'all going to talk to me or y'all let me talk?
I'm
going
to talk to you because
because you ain't making no damn sense.
You know damn well if somebody have success with the New York Giants, they going to make money until they 70 years
old. May I speak? May I speak?
Go quickly.
May I speak? Go quickly. Yep. Don't rush me. Here's the deal. First of all, Mr. Texas, no state income tax. You just be quiet about the money being spent. Let's just shut your mouth. You are amateur in this category, okay? Because you sit pretty in Texas. That's number one. Number two, who's the journalist here? That would happen to be me.
You.
Why does that matter? Because we didn't say... The question isn't, will the Giants be a destination franchise? It says, are they? Are, as in present, there's trash. They're trash, okay? They're not attractive at all. They have made the playoffs one time in the last 11 years. They got a quarterback, a starting quarterback, that's got 9 touchdowns and 7 interceptions 10 damn games into the season. Don't get me started with that. Here's the deal. You got Mara. Their ownership. You've got Tisch. They have been married to their way. They hired a senior VP and head of football operations in Dave Gettleman, who absolutely positively needs to go. They play and practice in East Rutherford, New Jersey. All I would ask you to do is this. Drive on a turnpike. Pass East Rutherford and make sure your windows are rolled up because of the stench through
there. I got a question.
Don't come to me about some destination franchise. You got to do something, which they haven't done in a decade. They could be, but they're not.
Excuse me. Let me know when I can speak.
I'm just saying, he said he went on. How come I can't go on?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I'm going off. Go ahead, Molly, but I'm about to go off.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm scared of you.
Excuse me, Stephen A. I have a couple questions for you. What's the number one market in America?
New York.
Okay, thank you so much. Where did you grow up?
New York.
Okay, did Alicia Keys and Jay-Z write a song about Green Bay, Frank Sinatra?
No.
Or did they write it about where?
Do I get to respond?
No, you're answering my question. I'm interviewing you, you're answering.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Bloop. Yes.
They wrote it about New York. Bloop. Okay, okay.
And where do the Giants play?
Hold on, I'm not done.
Where do they play?
I'm not done yet. New York City.
No, they don't.
I'm not done.
Let me finish.
Okay. New York City has more people than 40 of the 50 states. I grew up an hour outside of New York City, New Haven County. Guess what I am? A Giants fan. That's Connecticut.
That's because Connecticut doesn't have a team.
Be quiet. New Jersey, tri-state area.
Why are you being
also
rude?
Fans
why are you
of
being
the
so
New
rude?
York Giants.
Why are you being so rude and volatile?
New York
why?
City.
Why? She
Stephen
told me
A, how can you
the
sit
be
here?
Quiet,
how can you sit
the tone,
here and not
tenor.
Say that New
I mean,
York is a target?
Molly,
we live here.
Why are you being so volatile towards me right now, Molly?
Franchise, and they have great
you're out of your mind.
Mara and
you're out of
are
your mind.
Great owners.
And you make people volatile.
So you support Molly
you're
being volatile
mind,
towards
you
me? You support her being
that's
rude to me?
She's so ignorant. Go
Molly,
root for Pittsburgh.
I'm ignorant now.
Queens.
All right.
Let me continue to ask the question, Molly. Okay. Let me continue to ask the question.
Okay.
Were the Milwaukee Bucks a destination place until Giannis showed up?
No.
Were the Cleveland Cavaliers a destination before LeBron James was drafted? Players make the places destinations, Stephen A. You know damn well. You gonna sit on this show and act like when you get star players that place don't become a destination. Now put a star
that's not what
in
I
New
said.
York. I just
that's,
heard
that's
you
not the what I said.
Day. I just heard
you're misrepresenting my position.
I'm not letting you off the
You're misrepresenting my
Go
position.
Ahead. Go ahead.
What I said was you have Gettleman, you have Tisch, you have Mara, who have been, who have been married to this situation that has led to the demise of this franchise. Until you get somebody in there who can get those players that you're talking about, they are not a destination franchise.
Stephen A., change is coming.
So they need
already
new
got
ownership.
Rid of Jason Garrett. They're going to get rid of Gettleman. They're going to get a new quarterback. These things
Molly,
are going to happen.
Wait a second. I heard this man for 3 years. For 3 years, talk about the New York Knicks franchise.
Thank you.
I heard him kill him. I heard kill him. And then Worldwide West came in. And they went to a different front office.
Right.
And now you on here
talking about New York
stand up.
You're making my point.
I'm making the point if you get the right players.
That's not the point you just made. The point you just made,
Listen to me.
You talked about World Wide West. You talked about Leon Rose. You're talking about a new culture, new leadership. Then the players follow.
Right.
I'm saying that's what the New York Giants need to do so the players will follow. You will not do anything as long as their ownership continues to deduct themselves the way it is. This same person, Molly Q, said 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, change is coming. We're still waiting because Gettleman is there. He needs to go. They need to hire Lewis Riddick.
Stephen A., they are in that process.
It already started. The process is happening.
Okay. All right. Well, when it happens, let me know.
Well, you're trying to get everybody to come to the New York Knicks, but they can't come to the New York Giants because you don't root for the New York Giants.
Tish and Mara need to get rid of Gettleman.
We're revisiting this.
And they need to get new management in there.
Same page.
Then come talk to me.
But don't try to deter people from coming to New York. Okay, everyone's yelling at me. We got to go.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Dallas Cowboys were hoping to stay on track Sunday in what many called a potential Super Bowl matchup in Kansas City, but just the opposite happened. One of the league's most prolific offenses did not put up one touchdown on a Chiefs defense that has faced much criticism this season. Dallas now dropping two of their last three. They could certainly use their top receiver services, but Amari Cooper was sidelined due to COVID. And because he's unvaccinated, he will miss this Thursday's game as well. Jerry Jones is not having it. Remind me, Jerry, you should check what at the door?
I'm just, again, I said it early. You check me at the door in a football team. That has nothing to do with the issues of masking, not masking, getting vaccinated, not getting vaccinated. And if I have a tone, I shouldn't. It just has nothing to do with it. The facts are it is a wee thing when you walk into the locker room. And anybody is being counted on to pull his weight. Everybody expects that.
Big Jerry calling folks out. CeeDee Lamb still must clear concussion protocol to play against the Raiders on Thanksgiving. Our NFL insider, my girl Kimberly Martin, good to see you. You were hilarious on Get Up this morning. You, Greeny Ninko, everybody. It was a lot of fun. I will start with the former Cowboy. Is the Jerry criticism of Cooper fair, Marcus?
Yeah, it's fair. And listen, it's fair that Amari Cooper don't want to get a vaccine, but he also has to understand that he is hurting and costing his team in a lot of ways. Jerry is in the business of the Dallas Cowboys winning. So that's why he's right. That's what he's focused on. And most of the players on that football team are vaccinated or haven't dealt with a lot of COVID issues, and they've been available. But the Kansas City Chiefs game, you don't have Amari Cooper. You lose more. You have more of a chance of losing that game without him than with him. And as we get closer, as this season progresses and we start talking about the Dallas Cowboys, it's going to be all hands on deck. And that's what Jerry Jones is saying. Listen, we've had this conversation about Kyrie. We've had this conversation about Aaron Rodgers. We've had this conversation about every player that has the potential to miss games. That is the reality. But it's also, two things can be true. It's also the reality that if you are not vaccinated and you contract COVID, you will cost your team a game based on your importance to how they perform. And I truly believe that if Amari Cooper played in the Kansas City, that the Dallas Cowboys would have had a better chance to win the football game. And when we're talking about the NFL and when we're talking about sports, we're talking about winning and losing. We ain't talking about how you feel, your emotions. We're talking about what are you available in order to help us win games. That's the perspective that we're talking about right now. And look, man, this is the reality of where we are right now in society and in sports. But Jerry Jones is a bottom line man, and he understands that the Dallas Cowboys winning equates to success and financial success. And when things are being hampered and taken away from that through his prism, that is being selfish. Now, we can decipher that, and there is an absolute longer conversation about where this conversation should be and where it should go. But Jerry Jones, in this particular case, with Amari Cooper not being available for his football team because he won't get vaccinated, is legit and warranted, because every other team that has unvaccinated players that have a profound impact on how they perform will absolutely cost their team an opportunity to be as good as they can be and potentially win a championship or go deep into the playoffs.
I am shocked that I actually agree with Marcus. As much as I love Marcus, we normally don't see eye to eye. But on this, on the Cowboys,
I say a lot of things that make sense, Kim.
We actually agree on this because Jerry's right. At the end of the day, the reality is unvaccinated players can potentially cost guys money. Because each game you lose really could affect your career. Like, this is a Cowboys team. When we talk about, the expectations are so high for this Cowboys team. It's not about winning the NFC East. It's not about just getting to the playoffs. It's about this team potentially winning a Super Bowl. So to Marcus's point about we need all hands on deck, like, that's the every week, I've said on this program before, is a referendum on the state of the star. So for them not to have certain guys. Now, Jerry, I don't want to make it sound like Jerry is mad at Amari Cooper, because when you talk to Cowboys people, they'll say, Jerry, if you listen to that whole interview, Jerry talked about how Amari is a very thoughtful person. He's a very smart young man. He obviously feels a certain way, and he's entitled to his opinion. However, Jerry's overarching point was, this is a we thing. You might not want to get the vaccine, except you not getting it then puts the rest of the team at, look at the Jets. I mean, they traded a pick for Joe Flacco only for him to be a close contact and unavailable. Like, this is the state of the NFL, and with a team that has so much at stake like the Cowboys. Now, I will say, in fairness to Amari, people brought up the fact that he's missing two games. It's two games in a 4-day span. Even if he were vaccinated, this is the worst possible time for Amari Cooper to catch COVID. There's no good time, but really, with the way their schedule is set up, 2 games in 4 days, it'd be tough for any player, vaccinated or not, to suit up for both. But every time, he can stand firm in his beliefs, but every time you're unavailable, you can affect your bottom line. And with so much at stake for these Cowboys, that's a big issue.
Real quick, Marcus, you want to say something real quick before I chime in?
One thing, because I want to point out something that Kim brought up, S.A. Jerry Jones is mad at Amari Cooper. Don't get it twisted, Kim. I spent 8 years in that franchise. I guarantee you he is pissed off about Amari Cooper not being able to play. That's all I wanted to say, S.A.
Okay.
He can be nice and structure it a certain way. Mm-hmm. He is very upset that Amari Cooper is not
right,
built.
But
go
yeah,
ahead
not,
and
say. Yes, okay, yep. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this a step further. Ooh. And I'm going to remind everybody, Colin Kaepernick's situation had nothing to do with a vaccine. Absolutely nothing. But when people wanted to take a knee for the national anthem, Swagoo, you're a former member of the Dallas Cowboys. Kimberly, you've done an exceptional job covering the NFL for decades. You know where I'm about to go. Tell me if I'm wrong. My sources tell me that Jerry Jones called the meeting at that particular moment in time with the team, and he said, this is not about football. This is a business meeting. I want you to understand that there are people here in Texas that patronize our brand and our product.
Mm-hmm.
And by offending them,
mm-hmm.
you threaten
yes.
the bottom line. And by threatening my bottom line,
right.
you also threaten yours. Is there anything inaccurate that I just said, Kimberly, or Marcus Spears? Anything?
Not
did that
at all.
Not happen?
Not at all.
It happened, correct?
Absolutely did. Yep.
Now we fast forward. That was about the national anthem
mm-hmm.
and taking a knee. Wasn't about injuries, wasn't about availability, wasn't about, it was about his bottom line. Nothing affects your bottom line more than a player's unavailability. Right. Amari Cooper in March of 2020 signed a 5-year, $100 million deal. $10 million signing bonus up front, $60 million guaranteed. And you had to miss a game because you weren't vaccinated? Now, understand, you could be vaccinated and still capture the vaccine, yeah. which is an argument a lot of anti-vaxxers make.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that. I'm not talking about literally. I'm talking about in the crevices of the mind of Jerry Jones, who cut you that
check. Yeah.
In his mind, if you vaccinated, it at least minimizes the chances of you capturing the virus to some degree. So in his mind, had you taken the vaccine, you would have been available.
Mm.
And because you didn't take that vaccine, you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying you $21 million a year. See, a lot of people out there, a lot of times, you got, especially black folks, Molly, you got to, and Swagoo and Kimberly could talk about this. You know, I'm saying such a thing, so I'm selling out. Damn it, I'm looking out. I'm not talking to you about the way things should be. I'm telling you what it is.
Talking about how they are.
This yeah. white
yeah.
male billionaire individual who cut you a check for $60 million in guarantees, over $100 million in salary to play football, has to go on a radio program to say, it's about we. Who did he have as his support, y'all? Michael Irvin, at the beginning of the season, before a game was played, on local radio, said, quote, it ain't about left wing, it ain't about right wing, mm-hmm. it's about the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Couple all of that with the fact that Jerry Jones is 77, 78,
yeah.
having conversations about his mortality, mm-hmm. wondering how much time is truly, truly left for him, and you don't make a game because you subjected or no. exposed to the Rona?
Yeah, two games. Stephen A.
This is the problem.
Stephen A, really strong, really strong. Fellas, let's drop the mic there. We'll get into this a little more later. Kimberly, back with us in just a bit. A few more things we got to get to.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Quick takes, vamos. That shot sent the game to OT, but the Mavs prevailed and Luka Doncic's return. Stephen A., how scary is Dallas at full strength?
I wouldn't say scary. They're formidable. I think Jason Kidd is doing a sensational job. Nico Harrison, their new head of basketball operations, going to have to go and get some additional help. But Porzingis stepped up last night. He plays like that consistently. They could be very dangerous.
I have something for you to be very thankful for on this Thanksgiving, Stephen A. Klay Thompson participated in a full team practice on Tuesday for the first time since tearing his left ACL in Game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals. His right Achilles in November 2020. Stephen A., you've been all in on the 15-2 Warriors. Let's go.
I believe the Golden State Warriors are winning the championship. And I love the sound from Klay Thompson before we went to commercial because he's absolutely accurate. They move without the basketball. They cut to the basket. They're unselfish. They're one of the elite defensive teams in the game of basketball. And I dare anybody to find somebody in the history of basketball that shoots better than Steph Curry.
Splash Brothers are back, y'all. Staying in the NBA, check out this dunk from Greg Brown of the Blazers, putting the exclamation point on Portland's fourth straight win. Stephen A., talk to me.
Well, he put himself on the map. Never really heard of him until I saw that dunk. So props to him. And I love the fact that Chauncey Billups and Damian Lillard's got the Blazers getting their act together. I think their winners are four straight. I'm loving that because the game of basketball is better when Damian Lillard is in the picture. And we're talking about that brother, Dame Time.
For sure. Nothing like Dame Time. Marcus, Cincinnati finally cracked the top four in the college football playoff rankings. But can they hold on to it?
I think they will, Molly, and I'm excited for it. First group of five team in the history to be in the top four, 11-0, and I know it'll be much conversation going forward about where they should be, competition that they've played, but they're an undefeated football team, and I like to see it. I know sometimes the committee gets concerned about the matchup once you get into the playoffs, but let's go see if Cincinnati can play one of the big boys in a semifinal game and try to get to a national championship. Why not? Congratulations to the Bearcats.
No argument there, Marcus Spears. I will say this, though. I'll expand beyond the top four, getting into the top five. I am sick of Michigan. I don't want them in the top five until they show me they can beat Ohio State. Then you can talk to me about them in a playoff picture.
Hail to the victors.
They should not be considered until they can beat Ohio State in the Jim Harbaugh era.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.